Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. That's LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests. Everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Halloween. I can't believe it. You didn't wear your costumes today.
I was going to, but I was up so early this morning, I didn't have time to put on all the makeup.
I totally get it. What are you going to be?
Maybe someone from The Walking Dead.
Okay.
I sort of like, whatever my kids do, I kind of like pull something to sort of go with them.
All right. Well, I am so excited to be here. And I do want to remind everybody that we are here from 6 to 8. And we talk about the brighter side of life in the 805. Also, we do have our recovery show today from 2 to 3. And oh my God, it's going to be a great one. We've got some great authors and some just real journeys.
I've actually read both of their books, and they're so amazing. They're so relatable.
I know.
You know, I mean, there's something that in there for everyone. We're all dealing with death, and it's they're great. They're great authors. Definitely tune into our show.
There you go. All right. Again, if you were just tuning in, we love to give back. We've got so many giveaways, and our phone number here is 805-419-0008. God, we've had so many great events happening, and I just want to just mention a few, but I want you to call in. We've got so many things that we're giving away. We'd love you to be a part of it, and it's been so fun to see all of our great listeners out there that have won, and we've had a chance to meet them. So again, Taste of Ohio was great, Rubicon, My Fair Lady, Cabrillo, Damn Young Yankees, and the Latino Expo, and of course, Fork It Over. And again, so many things happening. If you have a business or an event that's happening that you want us to work it for you and share it with you, we'd love to do that here on The Kim Pagano Show. I want to remind you to follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and also all of our shows are on our podcast, Kim Pagano Show, and of course our website, kimpaganoshow.com. This morning we're going to be talking with Kelly Sullivan Walden, and we're going to talk about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Dreams and Premonitions, and that is going to be a great interview. And also Dominique DeVito, she's the author of Paleo Slow Cooking, and of course we have Huck Flynn in here, and he is going to going to be really just talking about his book and who he is. He's always a great treat. And we've got a full show for you. So we're going to start off with our first hour. Tom, you want to talk about our giveaways really quick?
We have the restaurants to start off. 6 in the morning, and we have you going here with Pete's Breakfast House, Urbane Cafe, and Midtown Cafe. We also have My Fair Lady, the great musical that is at the Rubicon through November 15th. How about November 12th? Spy-tastic evening hosted by Assisted Home Health and Hospice Foundation. It's a whole lot of fun, a great program, and it gives back to the Hospice Foundation. Very nice on November 12th. October 23rd, and it's running all the way through November 22nd, Elite Theater Company. We have tickets for Lion in Winter, and those are the great prizes that we have, Kim.
There you go. All right. You know what? I just want to bring our first guest on, Kelly Sullivan Walden, and of course her book is always, I love all the Chicken Soups for the Soul series. They're all great, and we've had them on before, Dreams and Premonitions. And let's start off. Kelly, are you there?
I am. Hi, Kim. It's great to be with you.
Welcome, welcome. And tell us a little bit about yourself and how you wrote this book.
I've been fascinated by dreams since I was a kid. I'm one of those people that often talks about dreams and uses my dreams to navigate my life. I've been doing it since I was about 5. I used to have tandem dreaming experiences with my younger sister and still do to this day. And that kind of got me started on my path. And I became a certified clinical hypnotherapist about 20 years ago and started working with people in their subconscious mind as a way to be able to help them heal, help them discover the source of their blocks to their power, and help them to be liberated and become their best selves. And in the process of doing that, I began to hear a lot of dreams from other people, and I developed a way of working with dreams and dreamers that seem to have a very positive effect on people. Most people seem to, without realizing it, not really know how to see the bright side of their dark dreams naturally. And I see that there's gold in every dream. Every single dream that we have is helping us to heal. So I just became, I've kind of, without meaning to, I've become Dr. Dream. I focus on dreams. It's my area of expertise. It's like my tarot cards. It's what I use to be able to help people and see through what the masks are that they're wearing. No pun intended for Halloween.
That's about that's yes. What I wrote on my blog. In fact, I hope that everybody enjoys that. You know, it's almost like kind of a trick or treat. I kind of, you know, do we all wear this mask, or are we really being authentic selves? And some of us are afraid to really let our colors out.
A big statement that you hear a lot now is to let your freak flag fly. Which is, I mean, that's you got to be pretty brave to let your freak
bold.
Fly. Yeah, bold to do that.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. In my Dream Oracle cards, which is a product that came out about a year or so ago, I have some of the most common dream symbols, and on that card, the alien card, I write, let your freak flag fly. So when people dream about aliens, I tell them what's most alien to most people is our true selves, our power. And so it's actually really great, and it's always a message to let your freak flag fly, if you can say it without blubbering.
God. So let me ask you, so dreams, and of course, for anybody that's just waking up with us, wherever you are, in your car, your home, your office, we want to thank you so much for inviting the Kim Pagano Show in there. We're going to be here till 8 o'clock. Our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. We want to hear from all of you. I've been, like, talking to so many of my listeners, and we really find out what they love about our show, and some of it is just so it's magical what they're telling me. I mean, they love all of our inputs, they love our guests, our choices of guests, and they're, it's kind of like how I feel. It's like a school on air, you know.
And we love the comments, because it really, we have no way of knowing if we're reaching out to people and giving them what they need unless our listeners tell us.
Yeah, so we love that. So and again, if you're interested in somebody that we're talking with, We want to hear from you. We want to have you tell us a little bit about, you know, what you're thinking or if there's a question. So, again, I want to give out our phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008. We're talking with Kelly Sullivan Walden. We're talking about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Dreams and Premonitions. Are premonitions something that you have been kind of thinking about in your mind, and all of a sudden, you know, they always say, be careful what you think about because you're really praying about it in a sense. What's your thought on that?
Yes, and along those lines, I remember the title of the book, You Can't Afford the Luxury of a Negative Thought.
I
love that. So yeah, it's so true. Our thoughts do create worlds. And I'd say that I've been mostly focused on dreams, but the dreams that become the most profound in my life and in the life of my clients are the ones that are predictive. And it's, you know, Albert Einstein said that time is relative to the observer, past, present, and future. It's all happening now. So from one perspective, what precognition is being able to tap into the present moment, into that which occurs or feels like the present or the future, but it's actually already happening. So we all have the ability to tap into that realm that we call the future, and sometimes it's easier to do it via dreams because we're more of a captive audience in our waking life. We've got so many devices that bing and ping and distract us, but when we're sleeping, we're really available for our wiser self to pick us up and shake us and show us things that we need to see about our life.
Do you think that dreams can actually help us to improve our lives? I mean, you kind of visualize something when you're sleeping. I don't know about you. Do you remember your dreams when you wake up?
I do remember my dreams, and I am on the edge of my seat because I'm really curious about dreams and the symbols, what they mean.
Ooh,
and
okay.
How, like, if you dream, like, a lot of times I have a dream that I'm in a public place with no top on. A lot.
Really?
That's
interesting.
So, and I've read up what that means, and I want to see if you say the same thing. But should I listen to that? Well, tell us, Kelly, yeah, what that means.
Sure. And well, from my perspective, my first thing that I always tell everybody is that nobody's the best interpreter of your dreams is you. So somebody like me, who's a frequent flyer, my job is to help give you suggestions, to help to reconnect you with your own wisdom. So if it were my dream, I would think that if I'm uncomfortable, if I'm in public topless and I'm like, oh my God, I forgot my top, and it's nerve-wracking and horrible, then I would ask myself, what is it that I'm afraid that I've revealed too much of? What am I not prepared for? Where am I feeling naked in my life, like overly exposed? Did I say too much? You know, a lot of people have dreams about being nude or partially naked in public, because I think this day and age with public, with a social media, so much of us we're like on the fast track.
We put ourselves
out there so
right?
Much.
Yeah.
And then we
so we're naked.
Send,
so
and like,
so
oh
is
my
that
God,
what
did I
you
really
read?
Say that?
I don't. And also, it will. And I think the way the dream would play out, it was a lot of like overwhelmed, too much going on, and I didn't have time to like take care of everything because I would be out there with no top on, and I'd be like, "Well, no, it'll be okay. I'll be able to manage this kind of thing."
Oh, that's so interesting. Well, what's interesting is for a woman, what's up top? It's our breasts. It's what, and breasts are a symbol of nurturing and caretaking and kind of mothering. So if that part of the body hasn't been fully dressed, hasn't been taken care of, then I would say that it's related to also some self-care, some self-nurturing, you know, like the whole model about put the oxygen mask over your own face before you put it on other people. Put your shirt on yourself before you dress other people.
So, now, Kelly, how important is it for us to listen to the, like, listen to these dreams within changing our own lives?
Well, what I learned from this book, and I already always knew that dreams were important, that they helped give us navigational guidance and help. But after reading 5,000 stories that were submitted for this book and having to whittle it down to 101, I am more of a firm believer that we're really missing out if we don't pay attention to our dreams. There's so many stories in Chicken Soup for the Soul, Dreams and Premonitions, that are about people's lives that were saved, that were changed, where they met the love of their life because of a dream. Can I give an example? Do we have time?
Yes, absolutely. We would love to
You know what
hear
we're going
to
do is we're going to take a really quick
when we
break.
Come back.
And but I want to hear more about this because I think dreams are so interesting.
I do.
It's kind of like your subconscious talking to you.
Yes, it is.
Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Ooh, I love it. Again, for anybody that's just waking up with us, I know it's nice and early here on Halloween, and I'm telling you, it's going to be a full week. This is like the moon's out, and we got lots of stuff happening. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I want to start off with a giveaway, and we've got, I'm going to start off with our Pete's Breakfast House. How about that? It's always a great morning to have Pete's Breakfast House. So call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. MJ Holtz is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery. We're talking with Kelly Sullivan Walden. We're talking about Chicken Soup for the Soul. Everybody knows that book. And, I'm hoping that we're going to find out a lot about people's different stories in your book. Is that what we're going to be finding out, Kelly?
Oh, I'd be so happy to share them with you.
Oh, can't wait. All right. I do want to give another giveaway, and we've got tickets to Elite Theater. That is going from now to November 22nd, and they're featuring Lion in Winter and another great theater out here in Ventura. We've got tickets for you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And again, we want to hear from all of our listeners out there. Kelly, tell us, what are we going to find in your book?
We've got 101 amazing stories of miracles, divine intervention, and insight. So each of these stories are from ordinary people that had an extraordinary experience because of a dream that they paid attention to, or because of a precognitive thought that led to, that they listened to, that they didn't just blow off as weird or strange, and they paid attention to it. And they were able to see a full 360 transformation in their life as a result of it.
I love that. I'm looking at one, flying at 50.
Oh, yeah, I love that story.
Can you tell us a little bit? You have a little kind of a poem or saying at the top. It says, the reason birds can fly and we can't is simply because they have perfect faith. To have faith is to have wings. Tell us a little bit about this story.
Oh, I love this one. I'm just pulling it up right now. This is great. Well, it's, a lot of people have, I'm just pulling it up. I'm not the world's greatest multitasker, but she is nervous about turning 50, and she has this amazing dream where her husband takes her by the hand and they are at the beach. And in the past, she had always dreamt about flying, but was scared to fly because she would always fall. And so that's kind of symbolic of, in many ways, flying is about being successful, taking off, and having things go well for you. And some people are really afraid of their own success, afraid of doing well. And she has this dream around the time that she turns 50. She's very nervous about turning 50, feeling, like she's a lot of the feelings that women feel when they turn 50. And she has this dream where she flies with her husband on the beach, and she's able to do it with grace and with ease. And she has this really amazing experience where she's changed her way. And I love this quote. It's, the reason birds can fly and we can't is simply because they have perfect faith, for to have faith is to have wings. So this dream gave her this sense of being really powerful and being able to not fearing turning 50, but having a sense that all is well. And one thing that I tell people that have flying dreams, like Barbara Chepatis, who's in the book, is some people get really sad when they wake up from a flying dream because it was just a dream. But I tell them that as long as you can remember that dream, write about it, share about it, in some way, you're able to keep that dream alive within you, and you can continue to build on that energy and use that confidence that you get and that higher view even years later. In fact, sometimes it can even build. So it's beautiful. She was very happy about turning 50. It was a jubilee year for her, and very, very happy about it because of that dream.
So, Kelly, I have a question. I can't help myself. When someone dreams that their teeth are falling out, what does that mean?
There's several perspectives on that dream, and yeah, that's a scary dream, very unpleasant. I don't know that I've ever heard it be a pleasant dream for anybody.
No, it's not, and I always think it's because I have a thing about, teeth, but I do dream that sometimes also.
Well, I think people, there's so many different perspectives. Here's two that are very different. One perspective is that because teeth are located in the mouth, anything related to the mouth is about communication issues. So sometimes if people are grinding their thoughts, maybe they were angry in the day or didn't get to say what they really wanted to say, sometimes they'll grind their teeth at night. And I think those dreams are so scary that they trigger you to wake up so that you'll stop grinding teeth. But they can also, because your teeth are also right in the middle of your face, they really relate to the way you look and your outlook and the way people see you. So without teeth, we don't look so good. So it can also be related to issues about the way we look. And I often talk about the three categories of dream: angel, ego, caveman or cavewoman, as the case may be. The caveman or woman perspective on this dream is about survival. Sometimes people will have teeth falling out dreams if they're going through a stressful time. Sometimes it's just about the ego and wanting to make sure that you look good.
Tom, do you have any nightmares or any dreams that keep recurring?
I go through the flying thing a lot. And, my thing, instead of, I usually have my top on because I burn, but I will forget my shoes.
Really?
Oh. Yeah,
what is that? What does that mean, Kelly?
Is that true? Oh,
I do. I rarely forget my top, but my shoes, of all things, I forget my shoes.
You're not afraid that your feet will burn. That's funny.
Not so much.
Shoes are interesting. So shoes are related to being grounded, keeping your feet on the ground. So there's two different ways to look at those dreams too. If you feel like naked without the shoes, if you feel like, oh no, this is going to be painful, I'm underdressed, then that tells us a certain story about feeling unprepared, ungrounded, not necessarily being able to feel confident and being able to put your best foot forward. On the other hand, there's a whole movement going on about earthing, people being close to the earth, and how we high-tech technological people these days, we would really do well to be barefoot more often and be closer to Mother Earth, and how that electromagnetic energy of the earth is really is good for us. So I think it depends a lot on the feeling tone of this dream, if it's inspiring or if it's kind of scary or stressful.
Any thought on that, Tom?
Yeah, sometimes I do. I'm worried because, you know, and it goes back to like school and it like, uh-oh, I'm going to get, because my first, and this is no kidding, the first 15 years of my life, maybe 16, I didn't wear shoes. When I was out and about,
oh, really?
I mean, I could run that fire walk that Anthony Robbins. I mean, it would be a joke.
You could walk on fire?
I could do the fire stand.
My husband used to say he walked on water.
Well, I'm not biblical, but I have tough feet.
Yeah. I love that. That's good. I think that's really good. When I was young, I mean, probably up until 10, not quite as long as you were able to hold out, but if I could have kept going barefoot, I would have too. There's something that's natural that keeps us connected. There's a whole movement of people that are...
I know. Tom, you need to get those shoes that are like, you know, barefoot socks kind of shoes.
I have to say, I love the feeling of bare feet on grass.
I love it on sand.
But that was the 60s for me. Bare feet on grass was a good deal, but that was usually at a festival.
Kelly, how can our dreams help us make peace with our departed loved ones?
Oh, I love this. Especially right now, if people are listening to this live, we're in the season of Halloween, and I always think that, you know, a lot of our ancient elders would believe that the veil between worlds is particularly thin at this time. So a lot of people tend to report more dreams about departed loved ones around this time. So this is a really great, great question. There's one story in our Chicken Soup for the Soul Dreams and Premonitions book from Nancy Harold. It's one of my favorite. She has in her life, the long story short is that she had a very tumultuous relationship with her father. He kind of ran around on her mother. Her mother and he divorced when she was young, and he just was kind of a party animal. And she was always mad at him and resentful. And a couple years after he died, actually shortly after he died, he makes an appearance in her dream in her first car, this red truck that she loved. And he's in the truck, and he picks her up on the side of the road, and she gets in, and she says, "Oh, my God, is this a dream? Are you real? Didn't you die?" And he says, "Yep, I'm dead as a doornail." And she's like, "Well, then you must be not at peace, because what are you doing here? If you're at peace, you would be off somewhere." And he said, "Well, I need to let you know." And he basically goes on to say that how sorry he was for the pain that he had put her and her mother through, and that from his perspective now and all that he's worked through on the other side, that he just wanted her to know that all that matters is love. Love is the most important thing, and that it wouldn't serve her in her relationships if she held on to the resentment. So he felt it was his job, kind of a selfish job in a way, to let her go. But at the same time, he wanted her to have positive, healthy relationships, which she wasn't having at that time. And so at the end of this dream, she wakes up laughing, crying, feeling like something had really healed within her. And it was shortly thereafter that she met the man who became her husband. And she absolutely adamantly swears that if she hadn't had that dream and that healing experience in the dream, that she never would have had the wherewithal or the available bandwidth to have married the man of her dreams.
Very pretty.
I sometimes dream that I know lots of people have this dream, that you didn't make your finals or you didn't get to a test, and I'll have that dream that I actually didn't graduate. They found something, I didn't make it, and it's such a dream I have a lot, not so much anymore actually, but I could get myself to where I'd be like, but it doesn't matter, I don't have a job, so kind of like, what do I care? And I know that sounds crazy, but I would reason with myself in my dream to sort of make it go away.
Kelly, you know, that's really interesting. What if you're not dreaming? Does that mean I'm too tired, I'm working too hard, and I'm not dreaming anymore?
I'll answer both questions. These are both really, really good questions. So we all dream 3 to 9 dreams every night. It's clinically proven, unless you are insane.
That explains it. Thanks, Kelly.
So the issue isn't a matter of whether or not you're dreaming. The issue is whether or not you remember your dreams. It's not easy to remember dreams. Often we have to go out of our way. It's inconvenient to remember dreams. So if you're in a rush when you get up in the morning and you don't make an effort to remember your dreams, then they often, you know, every once in a while you'll get a freebie that'll like come to you while you're driving. You'll remember it because something triggers it. But more often than not, they're gone within the first 5 minutes. And school dreams or test dreams often come up when we feel that we're being tested in our lives. If we're examining a new way of being, if we're kind of under the gun about something, and we kind of go back to school in our dreams because it's the first imprint for many of us where we had to make the grade. So the question I always ask people that have these dreams is, what's going on in your life right now that's testing you? Are you afraid you're not going to make the grade? And one way to be able to activate the dream, meaning how do you honor the dream, is to say, well, what is it that I can do in my waking life to either A, become more prepared for the changes that I'm facing, or B, calm down, because I know that really I've got what it takes to pass the test. And just like what you did, Kim, I love that you had that dialogue with yourself. Hey, I'm okay. I'm fine.
Right, right. Exactly. Oh, I love that. Again, where do we find your book? And thank you so much for being here, Kelly.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be with you. Absolutely dreamy. My book is available everywhere dreams are sold.
Can you buy a dream? I love that.
It depends on if you're dreaming or awake. Yeah. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, even Walmart. And you can actually, for your listeners, if you like, I did an interview of about a dozen of our authors, and I was really curious to meet them in person, like at least on the phone. And
how do you
out.
Get your interview? How do you get your stories?
How do I get them? Well, first of all, let me tell people they can get that behind-the-scenes interview at my website at kellysullivanwalden.com.
Okay.
Or ihadthestrangestdream.com. Either way, all roads lead there. You just put in your email and your name, and you get that in addition to other gifts. But what was your question? How do you remember?
No. How do you get your stories for your book?
Oh, yes. Well, Chicken Soup for the Soul, as you know, it's been around for
ever
a while now, I think almost 20 years. This is their 250th book. So they have quite a community of people that are fans and that write stories and that are kind of following. So whenever they have a new book, like we, Amy Newmark and I, have a new Chicken Soup for the Soul book that we're actively seeking submissions for right now, for dreams and synchronicities.
Mm.
And so how people can submit their story is they go to chickensoup.com, and there's a tab that says read. I think it's read. You click on read, and then you go to submit your story, and then you just follow the prompts, and there's a drop-down menu for all the different stories that they're looking for the different books that are upcoming.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. And again, I love all the Chicken Soups for the Soul, and it's so in line with our show here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We thank you for being a guest here.
It's my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on. Happy Halloween.
Thank you.
Dreaming.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break, but before I do, I want to talk about our next hour. And of course, we're here till 8 o'clock. Jennifer, you're going to be excited about this. We've got Jessie Russo coming
I'm
on
so
from.
Excited.
She's the general manager of Veggie Grill in Thousand Oaks, and hopefully she's going to bring us some treats. But not only that, she's going to tell us about some really great healthy eating. Also, Lyle Pennington is going to be coming up, and we're going to be talking about the Blue and the Gray event. And it's actually at a new location now. It's over by Cal Lutheran, and another, you know, it's
just a fascinating event, and kids love it.
Yeah. So what I want to do is I actually have a family pack of four for the Blue and the Gray. And of course, that's happening November 7th and 8th. So definitely stay with us. Again, our phone number here is 805 419-0008. And talking about food, when we come back, we're going to be talking with Dominique DeVito, and we're going to be talking about paleo slow cooking. I love this. I can't wait to see what she's going to be talking about, because I love slow cooking. You know, it's like you put it in the beginning of the day and it's done. You get to go do all your other stuff. So stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. And, of course, our number here is 805-419-0008. I want to remind everyone out there to get to the Halloween Haunt, the Dead Zone, 805. And, of course, it's from 7 to 10 tonight and tomorrow. Ooh. It's the last weekend, and of course we're into our weekend of Happy Halloween. I want to remind everyone also about the Spytastic Evening. That's November 12th. In fact, I think it's sold out. We did such a great job on this, but that's over at the Movie Co Theater in Thousand Oaks, and they're going to be private viewing of the new James Bond movie.
That is so awesome. I love the whole idea of that.
Yeah. So anyways, got lots of things to do here, and again, we've got the Special Needs Foundation that's going to be in Moore Park, and I'm so excited to be a part of that too. So there's so many things. Always go to our Facebook, our website. Also get our newsletter. You find out a little bit about all of us, and if there's somebody out there that's listening that has a business and you want to advertise with us, or you want to have be able to be a guest on our show, we'd love to have that. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I do want to do a giveaway on November 4th, Westlake Village Twin Presents Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night at 7:30, and that's with Jason Love, Mark Eddy, and Paul Morosi, and we've got tickets, so call us right now and let us know your name and your number, and say we want to go to the comedy night, and also tell us that we want to receive one of our newsletters. So again, our next guest, Dominique DeVito, and we're talking about paleo slow cooking. Dominique, are you there?
I am. Hello. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about slow cooking. One, is this your first book?
No, it's not. I've written several slow cooker cookbooks. on a variety of different ways to use the slow cooker. And I heard you say earlier that you're a big fan of the slow cooker for the very same reason that I am.
I love it. I've got, four kids, and I'm like, you know, I remember being super organized, and I would get it all done in the morning and then come home and the whole house smells. And
I know.
Yeah. And it's like I've been in the kitchen all day long.
I know. I have to make dinner every morning. Even now, like I roasted a turkey yesterday, made mashed potatoes. I was thinking to myself, it doesn't matter if I reheat it an hour after dinner, and I've always thought this, or 7 hours, but I need to make this dinner now, and I didn't have like something for my slow cooker, so I just made it in the morning, and we heated it up when we got home from sports.
Oh, there you go. There you go. So, yeah. Dominique.
I have something in the slow cooker right now.
Oh, there you go. I could smell it. I could tell you. But okay. So for all of our listeners, paleo, what does paleo mean?
Paleo is short for Paleolithic. Okay. So it has to do with the time period back when humans were considered cavemen. It is often called the caveman diet. And the idea is that back then we subsisted on what we were able to hunt and forage. So that was pretty much meat and fruit and fish and vegetables. So the paleo diet is based on that kind of food.
Ooh, yum. Okay, and really, it's such a healthy way to eat, isn't it?
It is, because it takes away, well, they say you should shop around the periphery of the grocery store, and that's sort of where you'll find paleo food. So fresh vegetables, fresh meat, you know, you want to stay away from processed foods and grains and those kinds of sugars, white flour, those kinds of things. So, yeah, it takes all of that out of your system.
Really quickly, just for our listeners, so you can eat meat on the paleo diet.
I kind of was thinking that too when she said that. I'm excited to hear that.
Yeah, so what kind of meat can we have on the paleo diet?
Pretty much any meat is acceptable. It's meat, fish, eggs, vegetables, and fruit.
Wow. Okay. That is really good to know. You're not on there, so stay over there. Yeah, there you go. We're just moving around. In fact, Jessie Russo just got in our studio right now, and we're excited to talk with her. She's the general manager of Veggie Grill, another really healthy place to be eating. Welcome, Jessie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. Yeah, we're actually in the middle of just talking with Dominique DeVito. She is actually, her book is a paleo slow cooking, and we're so excited to I love books like this. I love recipe books. You know, it's funny. You can get everything over the internet, but there's just something about...
There's something about touching and feeling and reading it.
I know. Yeah.
So
let me ask you, what are the main things that you actually always keep stored in your home?
So I like to have lots of lean meat and all different kinds. So beef, pork, chicken, fish, nice cuts of fish. And you want to get wild-raised and not particularly farm-raised fish. Tends to be cleaner meat. Coconut oil is a staple. You want to you can use almond flour, things that aren't grain oriented, so things like that. Lots of spices. I love spices. I love experimenting. I love playing, and of course vegetables. Farmers markets are just, you know, candy land areas for me. I just love them. Vegetables have become my new candy, and I just, you can play with so many different things. This time of year, it's squash. In the summertime, it's leafy greens. And there's, you know, there's beets. And there's all those yummy things, broccoli and bok choy and all those things that are just wonderful to put into the slow cooker with a nice piece of meat.
Do you ever use squash, acorn squash?
Oh, yeah.
And so it almost looks like a pumpkin, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I have like 100 of them. In fact, I should have brought you guys some. Okay, they like exploded in my garden. How do I cook those?
Just slice them up.
Mm-hmm. Peel or not peel?
You know, take the seeds out of the middle.
Okay, what about peeling them?
And you can cut the slices in half, and you just put them into the, put a little salt on them, put them into the slow cooker. You could sprinkle a little water or over them just to make sure that they don't dry out too much, and just put them on low and come home to delicious acorn squash. You can eat it that way. You can make it into a soup. Any number of things you can do with it.
Wow, I love it. Do I need to peel it?
You can, but you don't have to. If you put it in the slow cooker, you know, the peel will soften, and then you can just scoop it out.
Yeah, it separates from the peel, kind of, when you cook it, so there's no sense to go through that process.
Ah,
yeah.
I love it. Okay, so, again, how did you come to write this book and all of your slow cooking?
Well, I have been a fan of cooking in the kitchen my entire life. I was actually given the opportunity by Cider Mill Press to take over this line of cookbooks. They knew that I had the culinary background. So one thing led to another. I submitted a proposal, and we got on our way. So,
wow, that's great. So what's your favorite recipe in this book?
You know, I've been thinking about that a lot, and I went back through the book and looked at it again. Just going through the book makes my mouth water. But I have to say, one of my favorite things, and even while I was doing the book, I like this. I'm a big fan of all those weird cuts of meat. So I like bones. I like marrow bones. I like liver. I like kidneys.
Me
I like those things.
Too.
So do I.
Right?
That's so interesting. I guess that is paleo, because they say it's like cavemen, right?
There's a restaurant.
I know. And that's like so quintessentially paleo.
There's a restaurant in Los Angeles called Animal, and my favorite thing they serve is bone marrow.
Really?
Right? Bone marrow.
Is looking at us like we're insane.
It's so good, isn't it? And it's so good for you. My mother is French, and so she used to cook all those things. So there's a recipe in the book.
I wish
for,
I were French.
Bones.
I
there's
love that kind of food.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oxtail soup is okay. My parents were from England, and so I've got an amazing oxtail soup that my grandmother used to make, and now I make it. So I know it's funny when you walk through the meat department and you see oxtails. Some people are like, "Well, what are those for your dogs?" You know, and oh my God, they make the best. I love when it kind of like drops off
so
the bone.
Good.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Okay. All right. My mouth's watering now. I'm so excited. Okay. So let me ask you. What about dieting on paleo? And you know what? Will you stay with us, Dominic? We need to take a really quick break.
Okay,
great. Let's give something away. And, of course, since Jesse's here, Veggie Grill is always one of our favorite. We're going to hear a little bit more about that. But I've got a couple gift certificates for Veggie Grill. In fact, why don't you tell them what they'll receive?
We have entree cards to give away. The entree card allows you a choice of any item on the menu with an upgrade. So if you've got a sandwich, it usually comes with a complimentary side, but you can upgrade if you wanted to taste the sweet potato fries or the amazing mashed potatoes. Yeah, I know they're Kim's favorite.
The orange chicken. which is really not orange chicken.
Yeah, the cauliflower in orange sauce. That is amazing, and my kids loved it.
Yes. Yeah. So the entree card allows you to kind of either keep getting a classic favorite like the Santa Fe chicken sandwich or moving on and trying something new that you've been eyeballing or just kind of being a little adventurous with your choice.
And what did you bring in to drink today? Golden Pear?
I'm drinking a Golden Pear kombucha. We serve kombucha. I don't know if everyone's familiar, but it's a probiotic drink, nice and good for your tummy. So I try to give myself one every couple days just to kind of lay the probiotics in my belly.
Wow, so you don't have to take them. You could just drink them.
Yeah, definitely.
I love it. I love it. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. Call in right now so you can get your Veggie Grill and gift certificates. And again, the phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We're going to be here all the way to 8 o'clock. And, of course, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I'm at Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
In 1865, the American Civil War is drawing to a close. Confederate troops fight bravely, but with his army surrounded, Robert E. Lee surrenders on April 9th. We reenact the final battles of our Civil War at an amazing new site at California Lutheran University, November 7 and 8. You can bear witness to this moment in history, hear volleys of cannons roar and muskets firing as we reenact our Civil War.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for being here, starting your day in a positive way with the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. And, I'm Kim. I'm here with Jennifer.
Hello, everybody.
And, of course, we've got Jesse in the studio from Veggie Grill. We're going to find out a little more about Veggie Grill. We give lots of stuff away, and we thank you so much for that. And of course, Tom Spenson here, and we've got a great show. We're talking with Dominique DeVito, and we're talking about actually paleo, slow cooking. And we were talking about kind of, I love that. I've really been kind of trying to watch what I eat and just really like clean eating. And I think that's kind of what you're talking about here. Is that correct, Dominique?
That is, yeah. Essentially, when you are not eating a lot of carbohydrates, the bad carbs versus good carbs, because there are carbs in vegetables and things. But with the meat and the vegetables and the eggs and fruit, you're cleaning a lot of stuff out of your system. So you're just getting what's really good for you, the proteins and the things that are going to give you positive energy and that are easy to digest and good for your body.
What are some staples that we should keep in our pantry and our refrigerator on hand all the time so we could make a quick meal with your cookbook?
Well, I would suggest lots and lots of vegetables. So whatever vegetables you enjoy most. You were talking about acorn squash, but
yes.
I always have, I like to have spinach on hand. I like to have Brussels sprouts, beets, zucchini, anything like that. Lots of vegetables, lean meats. I like beef that's been cubed or a steak. Sometimes a piece of meat with some fat in it is nice because it adds to broth in the slow cooker. Pork roast. I keep a staple of nice cuts of meat, lots of vegetables, and spices, herbs and spices.
And Dominique, what would you say if you were really trying to diet? What would you be leaving out besides obviously processed food?
Well, dairy. Yeah, there's no dairy on the paleo diet. And actually, that works well for people because even if they sometimes think that they're not lactose intolerant, they find out that they are, or that dairy causes inflammation or bloating for them. So you're eliminating dairy on the paleo diet, which is good. It's just cleaner eating, easier to digest. The person who is sort of considered the father of paleo is a guy named Warren Cordain, and he has a great blog for people who are more interested and want to do some research. It's called thepaleodiet.com, and you can learn so much from that blog, so I highly recommend it.
And now, Dominique, are most of your books all paleo?
No, I've done The Christmas Slow Cooker.
I bet that's
okay.
Awesome.
We need to have you back. Send us that one, and we'll get you back on because we're coming into the holidays. That's a great one. Okay.
And that was really fun to do. That's sort of the opposite of paleo. Lots of dairy and sugar.
Good
and
stuff.
Like that.
Yeah, that you're not supposed to have. Right. I love it. And what else have you written?
I've written the low carb slow cooker cookbook. The low acid slow cooker cookbook. And I just did a cast iron skillet cookbook.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
How long does it take you to write a book?
It depends. It depends how many recipes I sort of already have in my my back of my head, and that I've worked with a lot, and then you know the research on the other ones that I do. So, you know, 4 to 6 months.
Oh, wow, that's pretty quick. I'm getting on your train. Wow.
I love experimenting in the kitchen.
I love it. And I mean, are these all your recipes?
They are, yep.
Wow, so your family's lucky.
yeah, they are.
Do you have children?
I do. I have twin 17-year-old boys.
Oh, wow. I love it.
Okay. So you cook a lot of food.
Yeah,
they have that endless pot, right?
Yeah, now, speaking of that, do you find, I have two boys also, but they're younger than that, but I find that because I am feeding two boys and my husband, I need to have more bulk. When I'm really cooking healthy, I do find that I need to add some stuff to it because they
need brown rice to it
to bulk them up. They need to be filled up a little. It takes a lot more than it does for me to be filled up.
I know. And that is one thing about paleo, you know, without the bread that, you know, we typically have to kind of fill us up and butter and all that sort of thing. I've just learned to try to make more and more things with vegetables.
Yeah, instead of like the potato. Well, are you allowed to have potatoes in paleo?
No.
Okay. Yeah. So instead of like topping it or, you know, like everything on potatoes or anything, it's all on vegetables. It's funny. We were out at an amazing Italian restaurant out here in Ventura, and my husband and I shared. It was all vegetables and a little bit of poultry, chicken. And the lady's like, she came over and she goes, "How was everything? Are you guys full?" And I'm like, "No, I'm still hungry." It was like, "Oh God." And I'm like, "No, I'm going to get through this," you know, but yeah.
Yeah. That's why I think like, broccoli are really good, cauliflower, apples.
There you go.
You know, I always have a lot of apples on hand, clementines.
Ooh,
you know,
yum.
Things that you can snack on, right?
There you go.
And they have fiber to them as well. And
Dominique, we are at the end of this hour, and will you send us your other books? Because I would love to have you back. This was so much fun.
I definitely will.
Okay, great. Where do we find your book?
You can find them online, Amazon.com, of course, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, specialty gift shops, and other chains.
Great. Well, thank you so much. We are
pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. We are at the end of this hour, and of course, stay with us because we've got a whole nother hour. We've got some amazing guests, and of course, we want to end this hour with a moment of happiness. If you want to make your dreams come true, the first thing to do is wake up. And we're so glad that you are waking up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We've got more things to give away, and so stay with us. Our phone number here, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We'll be right back.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. It rains and I rise, wipe the sleep.